Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah!
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening!
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break!
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
I don't know if it can be fixed or not. We've got major problems with our Atlanta Braves, who once again got swept over the weekend on the West Coast. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you had a good weekend. We know the Braves did not. And, Mike, we are where we left off on Friday. And I had guys hit me up, Dukes, man, Bell, I can't wait till y'all come on. I got to hear what y'all have to say. Look, I'm not going to come on and lose my blank today over a team that's not hitting consistently, blowing games. They look like the bad news bears out there. You lose on a wild pitch over the weekend.
Oh, he's a great defensive catcher, though. No. Sean Murphy is an amazing defensive. His defensive skills make him untradeable
in the minds
of some Braves fans who have their heads firmly up their tuchus.
I'm so glad you said this because it's an example of what we've been talking about, why Drake Baldwin should be playing more, and that he's not a defensive liability. But the fact of the matter is, Braves country, we got a problem. We haven't had a stretch like this since 2016. And let me remind you guys, for those of you who weren't here, we weren't good. We weren't even sniffing the playoffs. 2016 is the last time we've had a stretch like this. So, Mike, when you talk about where we are right now, we're 10 games under 500. It's the first time, you know, since 2017 that you go back and you go, we've lost 14 of 17 games. 14 of 17. And, guys, I don't know if it's going to get any better. We go to the Brewers tonight. This isn't a gimme series.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to wrap your head around 14 games out. It's just mind-blowing. And then, you know, the every way you could lose a game, they find a way. We talked about it. You finally get Matt Olson producing with runners on base, you know, providing some big RBIs the other night. I thought that's the best that Strider's look. Obviously, you've got to be almost letter perfect when you can't score any runs. But Strider's still a work in progress at best. But that Sean Murphy thing the other night, this is one that drives me crazy because anybody ever played catcher in Little League? My dad gave me a cup of coffee at catcher when I was a kid. Everybody knows, you know, you got to get your butt over there, man. Slide over. The game's on the line. Guy's 90 feet away. You backhand that crap? I mean, look, I get it. All half the catchers in Major League Baseball were other position players that were turned into catchers. But, I mean, that's just laziness. That's laziness from a guy who's supposed to be a really good defensive catcher, and it cost you the game. So that just that really, of all the things that went wrong this weekend, that one really stuck in my mind.
Yeah, and look, a lot went wrong. We have no answers, and I'm not talking about Mike and I. They have no answers. Snit doesn't have an answer. You're losing one-run games. We're one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball when it comes to one-run losses. And, you know, it's not as if, again, you didn't have a chance to win these games. They were right there to be taken. We didn't finish. And that's kind of been what this team has been all season long. We just don't finish games. And because of it, guys, we find ourselves in a situation where we're in a skid. We don't know how to find our way out of it. And when you talk about putting these kind of stretches together, this is what losing teams do, not winning teams.
Right.
When you're putting stretches of being swept in 1-2 consecutive series and you lose 7 in a row, like we lost 7 in a row to start the season, this is what losing teams do. So it's not a reason for us to lose our blank. Let's try to solve the situation because here's where we're going to be. And I said this last week to you guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can hit us up 404-726-0929. We're going to find ourselves in early July realizing that we're out of this. And if we are, if we don't get our right here in the next few weeks, Mike, then you can start making serious decisions about the future. And that's going to be part of the solution. Guys, we got a guy in Albies who's right now a below-average defender. We got a guy in Michael Harris right now who hasn't hit all season long, and you've got him locked up for another 4 years. I'm not sure if those guys are not going to be a part of the future, Mike, when you start talking about if this doesn't right itself and where this team needs to go.
And again, that's another example. A guy that's normally like rock solid, he has a boot that it just cost you the game in San Francisco. Talking about Ozzie at second base. I'm with you. I mean, we all love Monty Harris, but the guy's batting 237. You know, it's not even close to where you need it to be. Ozuna's been cooling off a little bit himself. Just there's nothing going right for this. Another example, real quick. I always praise, I think most fans, we praise Alex Anthopoulos for the genius work he's done in 21 and subsequent years. We're just kind of cobbling together a pitching staff, having to deal with injuries and everything else. What the hell was the point of the Craig Kimbrell exercise?
It's a great question.
You bring Craig Kimbrell up for a month of work at Gwinnett. He comes up. Yeah, doesn't have explosive, overpowering stuff. He actually has a decent outing, and he gets DFA'd. I mean, what is the point of that? So I'm beginning to lose faith. I mentioned to Carl, and I talked about this earlier today. I was talking to Mike Konski about our boss. You know, Griffin Canning is the kind of guy that Alex Anthopoulos finds off the scrap heap. We actually had him on the roster in a trade for Soler with the Angels. They let this guy go, and he's become a freaking rock star for the Mets. The Mets, by the way, are on fire right now. They won 9 of their last 10. So to me, when it rains, it pours. Even Alex Anthopoulos has lost his fastball in this tailspin.
Want to hear from you guys? Find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. The funniest thing that happened for me this weekend in regards to the Braves, and we hope you had a great weekend, was a guy who was criticizing me for saying, I told you this could get worse. And I said Friday, if they go get swept, this isn't going to feel any better when we roll back in here on Monday. Well, I don't feel any better. And the guy had the audacity, who looks at this and wants the Braves to lose? We want all of our teams to win.
Who's talking about wanting anybody to lose?
He interpreted what I said on social media as I was making fun of the Braves losing. What I was telling you is everything I've been saying right. is coming to light. It's like I looked into my crystal ball and told you, here's what's going to play out. And if it does, this is how you're going to feel. He had his, you know, in some he was feeling some kind of way. Long story short, Mike, the problem with the Braves are we're 3-14. We've been outscored by 8 runs, okay, in a situation where this could have easily gone the other way. And I know we're going to talk to Grant today, and I'm sure Grant's going to talk about this. But we're 9-19 in one-run games, 13-26 in two-run games. We can't win close games.
No.
So good teams in Major League Baseball, go back to 23, go back to 21. Any Braves team you've ever followed or you've ever thought that had a shot won the games that we're losing this year. And the reasons are various. It's not one thing. Mike mentioned it. You got a catcher who can't catch. You got a shortstop who can't, a second baseman who can't make a play.
Right. And then you got your starting pitching. I thought to go into San Francisco, it wasn't like you're getting bombarded by San Francisco. These are all close games. When you're not clutch, when you can't handle the pressure moments, when you're forcing, I thought Cunha was really pressing at the plate this homestand.
Well, I think they're all feeling it.
And then on the road trip to San Francisco, the first three, I mean, Cunha just terrible strikeouts. So they're all feeling the heat, you know, and Snicker, as we said, I mean, Snicker's like, what do you want from me? You know, he literally looks like, what do you want me to do about it? Braves are 17th in OPS at 699. You know, it's just the definition of unclutch. And that's why when we've talked about analytics and everything else, this team doesn't do anything right now. Nothing. You know, and as we said, it's like Strider, you still lost the game. They're 0-5 in game. Strider's now started since he's come back. And like, you want to give him a cookie because he's getting incrementally better? I mean, if this keeps up, the season's going to be long gone. 14.5 games for me as a baseball fan has always been my line in the sand. You get over that, I think you're dead. That's the number the Yankees came back from the Red Sox in 78. Anything after that, I don't want to hear about. Not with this group of players.
Well, even that is a miracle.
Right, it's in and of itself.
It's hard to overcome 10 games. I'm just telling you. And
they did that 2 years ago.
They did. And guess what? We flamed out after we did it.
Yep.
It takes so much energy and effort day in and day out to climb the standings, and you're watching the scoreboard, and you're climbing the standings, and you're watching half a game, full game. Guys, you don't understand the toll that takes on you. I've been around it. I've seen teams try to do this, and it's like, well, if we just do this one more day, and you finally get over the hump, and we got in the playoffs, and everybody's like, yeah, and then we've collapsed.
Right.
You're not one of the best teams, not only in your division right now, but you're not one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And everybody keeps saying to me, well, Dukes, we've been unlucky. Unlucky? This is unlucky? That's how you see this. You're 10 games under 500. That's unlucky.
You started the season 0-7. You got back to one game over, and that was a nice little run. And you've tailspun again. You know, and we talked to, like, there's so many things I'm sick and tired of talking about that some Braves fans get, some don't. Leadership. Who's the voice? Hey guys, who's the guy? Bring it in. We got it. Guys, come on. Everybody, extra work in the cages, extra film, everything. Get, you know, I don't know who that guy is. Austin Riley kind of leads by example. We've talked about should that guy be, you know, Ronald Acuna. Since Acuna's come back, they haven't done anything. We had a guy last week blaming Acuna. How are you doing that? So a few guys actually hitting for average right now. So you've just come to the realization this team is so far removed, and it's basically the same nucleus, the same guys that were here in 2023 when they were setting team records offensively that now can't do anything right.
By the way, the Strider thing, and I told you he went back, he did go six innings. But to Mike's point, the three hits, those were timely hits.
Right.
Those were hits that ultimately, you know, helped the Giants overcome the deficit. And, you know, the way the Braves started, you felt like yesterday, okay, cool, we're going to get something done. But he's 0-5 in starts. And just to take you guys back, it's the first Braves pitcher to lose five consecutive appearances since Mike Foltynewicz did it. That was 2017. This dude's supposed to be our second, maybe even our ace on this staff, and everybody is looking to him to be a stopper. He's yet to do that.
No, and again, the Braves go out, they get him. Now, granted, just one run, but they get him a lead, and then at one point they give him a 3-1 lead, and he can't handle it. He can't hold on. And the fourth inning, the wheels kind of came off. And, you know, as we said, just when you are this bad, you need everybody to be letter perfect. So they press, but you're right. He gets a couple of outs. It was a two-out rally in that fourth inning. That's when you got to finish, and he's not able to do that.
Well, that's like the other night, right? When Schwelly pitched well. He's shutting these guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Down, like, hey, I need some help. Give me some help. We've seen Chris Sale do that. I'm going to give up a run. If any pitcher in Major League Baseball gives up a run, you're supposed to win. It's just that simple. Nobody's going to shut guys out every time out. But if I give up a run, either way.
It was a second slider, by the way. That's what Yastrzemski hit. He threw two sliders in a row. So I don't know if he was looking back for it. Went down and got it. And that was the double that kind of broke it open.
All right, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.